I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, you heard them both in the 1 o'clock hour live here on News Radio 1080 KRLD, both in Texas. Both are talking about their specific issues. Vice President Kamala Harris in Houston, ahead of a big rally tonight, she took a few questions from reporters and hammered home the idea that her opponent is a dictator.
President Donald Trump tried to undo the will of the people, incited a violent mob to attack the United States Capitol, where 140 law enforcement officers were injured and some were killed? Or do you want a president who respects the will of the people?
Now, shortly after, former President Trump spoke in Austin about immigration and talked about the families who've been impacted by illegal immigrant violence from what he calls an open border policy from the Biden and Harris administration.
We would have had strong borders. We would have had all the things, at least. They would have had a real good chance of not having been caught up in this crime wave that's happening. It's a crime wave. The number of people coming in, we have no idea what the number is. I say 21 million. A lot of people think it's more than that.
Trump is going to be recording an episode of Joe Rogan's podcast in Austin. Harris is going to be holding a rally with Beyonce tonight in Houston.
Meantime, Trump is campaigning with Senator Ted Cruz. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says the Cullman Allred rally in Houston is going to focus on abortion.
Both Harris and Allred believe that they're running against candidates that put independent voters' teeth on edge. And so they want to try to attract those voters that might be alienated by Trump and Cruz.
He also says the visit to Texas draws the national attention.
You'll recall earlier this week that Dallas County was dealing with some problems at polling places that led to long lines. They're working out other errors as well. Because of that, county commissioners are going to hold a special meeting later this hour to decide whether to extend hours the last 3 days of early voting. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. from Wednesday to Friday next week. We'll monitor today's meeting and let you know.
Dallas man threatened to shoot up his workplace in Midlothian a couple of years ago. Now he gets 40 years.
On November 18th, 2022, 44-year-old Jameson Whitaker showed up to work at the Liberty Tire and Recycling Yard in Midlothian with an AR-15-style rifle and armor-piercing ammo. He had said he was going to light this place up following several days of escalating conflicts with other employees. Ellis County First Assistant DA Cynthia Walker says it was a threat the employees believed.
People threaten, they say things, and you're always trying to figure out, okay, does this individual who's making the threat, is it true or is it just somebody who's hot? But yes, this man who made these threats had murdered somebody previously.
In the Midlothian incident, police were called and Whitaker was arrested without any shots being fired. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was an alarming story out of DeSoto this afternoon. Our partners over at NBC5 say a school bus caught fire there. There were kids on the bus at the time, but thank God nobody was hurt.
Today, all eyes on Texas. Both presidential candidates are in Texas now. Both of them spoke out earlier, as you heard live on KRLD. Trump focusing on border crime. Harris is going to focus on reproductive rights. Joining us now live to talk about this on Ask the Experts is Rice University political science professor, Dr. Mark Jones. Mark, thank you so much for the time.
No, oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Since you're in Houston, let's talk there. People have been lining up all day long for the chance to see Kamala Harris at the soccer stadium. What's been the vibe like in Houston today?
Oh, it's very sort of electric, especially among Harris supporters. Having Beyonce there just adds to the excitement. It's somewhat of a logistical nightmare in that it's first come, first serve, and there are far more people, I think, who want to attend than will be able to enter the stadium.
Texas, not usually seeing presidential candidates this close to the election. Is this really for Colin Allred on the Harris side and for Joe Rogan, I guess, on the Trump side?
Well, without question, the only reason Donald Trump is here is because Joe Rogan tapes his podcast in Austin. But so Trump is essentially coming here and he's giving a speech, but he's here to see Joe Rogan with the goal that Rogan's podcast is heard by voters in the seven key battleground states, and that helps him in his effort to defeat Kamala Harris. I think Harris coming to Texas, though, has a similar goal, and that what she's trying to do is use Texas as a platform or stage to reach those several battleground states by getting more national media coverage of her visit here than she would in any one of the single battleground states, and also allow her to really raise the issue of abortion rights by coming to a state with among the most strict abortion regulations in the country, trying to make the argument to voters who care quite a bit about reproductive rights that a victory by Donald Trump could possibly make the rest of the United States more like Texas.
If this race between Allred and Cruz isn't as close as it is right now, at least as far as the polls go, would Harris be making an appearance to stump for Allred this late in the game?
No, I think this has far more to do with her presidential campaign. The a byproduct of it is that she can help Colin Allred. But having Harris here is a double-edged sword for Allred. On one hand, it helps him in terms of mobilizing Democratic voters to turn out to vote in this election who might have otherwise stayed home. But at the same time, it aids Ted Cruz in his campaign in the goal to effectively equate Colin Allred with Kamala Harris, that a vote for Harris is a vote for Allred is a vote for Harris. And we know that Trump's advantage in the polls is a few points greater than that of Cruz, underscoring that there are some voters out there who are voting, who at least right now intend to vote for Donald Trump in the presidential race, that are thinking about voting for Colin Allred in the Senate race. The more, however, that Allred is linked to Harris, the less likely they may be to do that. That certainly is a strategy of the Cruz campaign. We saw it in the presidential debate where he did everything possible to link Colin Allred to Kamala Harris.
It seems that both of these candidates are focusing right now on the younger voter. We mentioned the Joe Rogan podcast and Harris going with Colin Allred in Houston, but also being linked with Beyonce, who's performing tonight. Is that what they're going for? Maybe that younger voter that hasn't ever voted for before?
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think younger voters vote far less than older voters, and so it's an untapped well. I think Trump is going for younger male voters who tend to listen to Rogan's podcast disproportionately, whereas Harris is going for younger female voters who, if they turn out to vote, are going to vote for her far more than for Donald Trump, but she needs to get them to the polls. And one way to do that is by having the link to Beyonce and sort of getting the media attention, perhaps in media outlets and social media that some of these voters follow, but that don't normally cover political-related events.
So host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring some of the biggest names in sports every week, is with us right now. So you always hear it's not about who's the best team over the course of the entire season. It's about who's best in October. Rangers proved that last year. Who's playing better right now between these two teams?
Well, I look at them, you know, I look at a year ago, and since this new playoff format that they put it into play, for me, the player, I don't like it because you know, that 162 is sacred. It's a grind. It's, man, it was whoever's the last man standing, you had a hell of a year. I think with the current playoff system, anybody can get in the playoffs. It kind of cheapens the playoffs. That being said, as an ex-player, as a fan, as an analyst, I love this format. It's like March Madness. You never can predict, like you said a year ago, Texas Rangers and Arizona. I don't know who had that on their card, but I certainly didn't. This year, it seemed to work out the way it was supposed to. Yankees were 94-68, best record in the AL. Dodgers, best record in baseball overall at 98-64. And they're meeting in the World Series. So I guess the system, you know, the flaws you want to talk about, the nuances, I think this year it worked out. I think you got the two best teams in the Fall Classic. As far as who's playing better, tough to say. I think the Dodgers did a great job with the Mets. The bats came to life. Yankees have just been solid through and through in the postseason, really haven't had a hiccup. I think it's going to come down to starting pitching. It's always been the World Series team usually has those big, iconic number one horses. The game is changing. They're putting a lot of the finances into the bullpen. Bullpen's becoming much more important as time goes on. I don't know if that's great for the game, because I look at the way the Dodgers got here. They got it with a lot of bullpen games. And bullpen games, for me, they can go two ways. They can either go great or they can go south really quick, because you're depending on six, seven, eight pitchers throughout the course. It just takes one or two to have an off night, and you lose that game. So I don't know that the Dodgers can continue to do it with that bullpen. It's served them well to this point. But I look at the matchup, it's tough. These guys are evenly matched. It's like this thing's like a movie script.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the East Coast, you got the West Coast. You've got the star power with Ohtani and Betts on the Dodgers side. You got Soto and Judge on the other side. You know, my little brother's managing the Yankees. He's an SC guy. Doc Roberts is a UCLA guy. So it's kind of like a Hollywood script. I think they're really evenly matched. The key for me in this series, if Gerrit Cole is the one marquee pitcher in this series, nobody on the other side can match up with him as far as credentials, as far as resume. If we get the Gerrit Cole version Cy Young Award winner 2023, then you're going to get him at least twice in this series. If he pitches well, I think the Yankees win. I think if Gerrit Cole pitches mediocre, I think the edge goes to the Dodgers.
All right. You mentioned it. Your brother is the manager for the Yankees, but you actually played in the World Series as a member of the Braves against the Yankees. They swept you. Yep. You did great. Talk a little bit about that memory, and who are you rooting for here? You're a California guy. You've got to be rooting for the Dodgers, right?
Well, I don't know.
No, of course. Dodgers. Well, here's the deal. I was thinking about it the other day. The Boone family, everybody's – if Aaron wins – everybody in my family now will have a World Series ring except for me, so I'm definitely going to go Dodgers. No, I'm kidding. Of course. You know, you get to this point, you know, and when you're in the media and you're expected to be non-biased and look at everything, and I do. Of course I'm pulling for my brother. You know, at this point, being a Yankee skipper, a lot comes with that. You know, a lot of perks with it, but you're going to have a lot of – they're going to be very critical of you, especially in New York. And it was when they clinched and they got to the World Series, I was very happy for my brother. I know how passionate he is. He's a grinder. And the fact that, you know, it seems like he's always on the hot seat. And for that argument purpose, Doc Rogers with the Dodgers, he's been on the hot seat a lot too. So I think it was really nice personally to see my brother make it. I know how much this means to him. Same time, it was good to see Rogers do it too. And it kind of quiets the critics. And now, I'm sure if the Yankees don't win, there'll still be people that can't stand them and hate them and want everybody fired. But I think it's going to be an exciting World Series. And I think you got the two best teams. So it's this year in particular, I think it worked out the way it's supposed to.
Passionate is a good word to describe your brother. He led the league in ejections this year. You know?
That's right. Yeah, he was tossed quite a bit.
You know, we have talks about that all the time because personality-wise, we're very different. But baseball-wise, thinking-wise, we're very similar. And we talk, we debate all the time. And I tell him, once in a while, I said, Aaron, come on, give it a rest with getting thrown out with that little stupid white box that they put, which is not really the strike zone. It's for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
But now everybody in the world can sit in their couch, and they're the greatest umpire in the world. I said, you're falling into the trap. I said, quit getting thrown out of the game. We know you back your players, all right? I got it. Let's move on. But that's just him. You know, it's the thing that's great about Aaron is he's still my little brother that I see in the backyard playing wiffle ball. And when I tease him that he hit a home run and it was fair and I call it foul, that's the same guy that's arguing with the umpire. So the one thing about him, he's as authentic as it gets. That's just the way he is. He doesn't want to ruffle feathers. He doesn't want to make a scene. But whatever is inside of him, he's always been like that. So, that's just the way he is. So when he's arguing out there getting thrown, I'm laughing.
If the Yankees win this, then?
The first down.
Is he going to be insufferable if the Yankees win this?
No. The one thing about him, too, he's a humble kid. He really is. But, he's going to be – he's the type of guy that's – we both went to USC. when it's Saturday and SC's playing, he's a guy that's driving in his car with the fight song on with his SC jersey. Still to this day. So, oh, if he wins, he's going to be, yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. But, you know, I'm pulling for him. I hope they can do it. You never know. I think it's all in the shoulders of Garrett Cole. That's why they paid him all that money for these big moments, and he's going to have at least two shots at it.
He's pulling for the pinstripes with good reason. That is Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone, former major leaguer. Brett, listen, thanks so much. Really appreciate the time.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.